It's Wednesday, April 10th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In 2006, Pastor David Lynn, a U.S. citizen who came to Christ in America as an adult, was placed under house arrest in China when he returned to his homeland to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 2009, Pastor Lynn was falsely accused of contract fraud, was given a show trial, tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. Despite the fact that prison officials have repeatedly tried to force Pastor Lynn to sign a false confession, he has fiercely defended his innocence. After 10 years of translating a portion of the Bible into a Chinese dialect and ministering to the prisoners in China, Pastor Lynn, who is now 64, is urging his family for the first time to speak out on his behalf. You can do two things right now. Pray for Pastor Lynn's release, and second, sign up to get email updates today at the website freepastorlynn.com. That's spelled L-I-N, freepastorlynn.com. A newly formed pro-life Texas group, Abolish Abortion Texas, motivated 300 Christians to make the trip to Austin to speak out in favor of the Abolition of Abortion in Texas Act, HB 896. Bradley Pierce, the founder, spoke to the crowd gathered under the Capitol Dome.
Every single life from the moment of conception is of equal value and deserving of equal protection. We believe that abortion is murder. Bill 896 is the one bill that had been filed in Texas that would treat it like murder. We are going to respectfully demand that Texas abolish abortion.
Originally authored by Republican State Representative Tony Tinderholt, HB 896 would issue a blanket ban on abortion, regardless of conflicting federal laws or court decisions. Later, the Texas pro-lifers sang Martin Luther's famous hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," reports FaithWire.com.
A mighty fortress.